reading from 1 minute. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter Canto 1, Chapter 16, Text Number 13 to 15.
तत्र तत्रो प्रश्रणवानः तत्र तत्रो पाश्रवानः
तत्र तत्रो पश्रणवानः
तत्र तत्रो पश्रणवानः
स्वपूर्वेषां महात्मनां
स्वपूर्वेषां महात्मनां
स्वपूर्वेषां महात्मनां
स्वपूर्वेष्वां महात्मनां
प्रगीयमानं च यशः प्रगीयमानं च यशः
कृष्णमहात्म्यसूचकम्
आत्मानं च परित्रातम्
आत्मानं च परित्रातम्
आत्मानं च परित्रातम्
आत्मानं च परित्रात्मम्
अश्वत्थामनो
तेजसः
स्नेहं च वृष्णिपार्थानां तेषां भक्तिं च केशवे 15 तेभ्य परं संतुष्टः प्रीति उज्ज्वलभित लोचनः
महाधनानि वासांसि
ददौ हारान् महामनाः वर्ड बाय वर्ड तत्र तत्र
एवरीवेयर द किंग विजिटेड
उपश्रणवानः Continuously he heard. Swapurvesham. About his own forefathers. Mahatmanam. Who were all great devotees of the Lord. Pragiyamanam.
Unto those who were thus addressing.
Also.
Yashaha.
Glories.
Krishna.
Lord Krishna. Mahatmya.
Glorious acts.
Suchakam.
Indicating.
Atmanam.
His personal self.
Cha.
Also.
Paritratam.
Delivered.
Ashwatthamanah.
Ashwatthama.
Astra.
Weapon.
Tejasaha.
Powerful rays.
Sneham.
Affection.
Cha.
Also.
Vrishni Parthanam. Between descendants of Rishni and those of Pratha.
Vrishni and those of Pratha.
Tesham. Of all of them.
Bhaktim.
Devotion.
Cha.
Also.
Keshave.
Unto Lord Krishna.
Tebhyah.
Unto them.
Param.
Extremely.
Santushtah.
Pleased.
Preeti.
Attraction.
Ujram Vitam.
Pleasingly open.
Lochanah.
One who has such eyes.
Mahadhanani.
Valuable riches.
Vasamsi.
Clothing.
Dadau.
Gave in charity.
Haran.
Necklace.
Mahamanaha.
One who has a broader outlook. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Wherever the king visited, he continuously heard the glories of his great forefathers, who were all devotees of the Lord, and also of the glorious acts of Lord Krishna. He also heard how he himself had been protected by the Lord from the powerful heat of the weapon of Ashwatthama. People also mentioned the great affection between the descendants of Rishni and Pratha due to the latter's great devotion to Lord Krishna. The king, being very pleased with the singers of such glories, opened his eyes in great satisfaction. Out of magnanimity, he was pleased to award them very valuable necklaces and clothing. So please repeat. Wherever the king visited, He continuously heard
the glories of his great forefathers,
who were all devotees of the Lord, and also of the glorious acts of Lord Krishna. He also heard how he himself had been protected
by the Lord
from the powerful heat
of the weapon of Ashwatthama.
People also mentioned the great affection
between the descendants of Rishni
and Pratha due to the letters,
great devotion to Lord Keshava.
The king, being very pleased
with the singers of such glories,
opened his eyes in great satisfaction. Out of magnanimity,
He was pleased to award them
very valuable necklaces
and clothing.
Purport. Kings and great personalities of the state are presented with welcome addresses. This is a system from time immemorial, and Maharaj Parikshit, since he was one of the well-known emperors of the world, was also presented with addresses of welcome in all parts of the world as he visited those places. The subject matter of those welcome addresses was Krishna. Krishna means Krishna and his eternal devotees, as the king means the king and his confidential associates. Krishna and his unalloyed devotees cannot be separated, and therefore glorifying the devotee means glorifying the Lord and vice versa. Maharaj Parikshit would not have been glad to hear about the glories of his forefathers like Maharaj Yudhishthir and Arjuna had they not been connected with the acts of Lord Krishna. The Lord descends specifically to deliver His devotees, paritranaya sadhunam. The devotees are glorified by the presence of the Lord because they cannot live for a moment without the presence of the Lord and His different energies. The Lord is present for the devotee by His acts and glories, and therefore Maharaj Parikshit felt the presence of the Lord when he was glorified by His acts, especially when he was saved by the Lord in the womb of his mother. The devotees of the Lord are never in danger, but in the material world, which is full of dangers at every step, the devotees are apparently placed into dangerous positions, and when they are saved by the Lord is glorified. Lord Krishna would not have been glorified as the speaker of the Bhagavad Gita had his devotees like the Pandavas not been entangled in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. All such acts of the Lord were mentioned in the addresses of welcome, and Maharaj Parikshit, in full satisfaction, rewarded those who presented such addresses. The difference between the presentation of welcome addresses today and in those days is that formerly the welcome addresses were presented to a person like Maharaj Parikshit. The welcome addresses were full of facts and figures, and those who presented such addresses were sufficiently rewarded. Whereas in the present days, the welcome addresses are presented not always with factual statements, but to please the post holder. And often, they are full of flattering lies. And rarely are those who present such welcome addresses rewarded by the poor receiver. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah. Namaham Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine. Namaham Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Tatra Tatro Pashrada Prashanavanaha Swapurvesha Mahatmanama Pragiyamanam cha yashaha Krishna Mahatmya Suchakam Atmanam cha paritratam Ashwatthamno astratejasaha Sneham cha vrishni prarthanam Tesham bhaktim cha keshave Tebhya param santushtaha Priti ujrambit lochanaha Mahadhanani vasamsi Dadauharan Mahamanaha. Wherever the king visited, he continuously heard the glories of his great forefathers, who were all devotees of the Lord, and also of the glorious acts of Lord Krishna. He also heard how he himself had been protected by the Lord from the powerful heat of the weapon of Ashwatthama. People also mentioned the great affection between the descendants of Rishni and Pratha, due to the latter's great devotion to Lord Krishna Keshava. The king, being very pleased with the singers of such glories, opened his eyes in great satisfaction. Out of magnanimity, he was pleased to award them very valuable necklaces and clothing. Suta Goswami is now describing that how wherever Parikshit Maharaj went, he was received well naturally because he's the king. And he heard the glories of his great forefathers, the Pandavas especially. Because Suta Goswami himself says that, you know, why? Because they are all Mahatmana, devotees of the Lord. See, this is very interesting. Mahatma nowadays is used very loosely. You know, we call somebody Mahatma just like that. Of course, maybe it has some qualities, good qualities. But still, the definition of Mahatma is given in Bhagavad Gita, which is that who is satatam kirtayanto mam, you know, who is always engaged in the glories, glorifying the Lord, glorifying Krishna, he is Mahatma. He is Mahatma, great soul. So here, in other words, if the person is not engaged in glorifying the Lord, but is engaged in glorifying something else, then the branding of Mahatma is not right. But if he is always engaged, then that is perfect. And Krishna says that these kind of people are sa durlabha, very rare, very rare. But of course, we should understand that why Mahatmas are being glorified and what is so great about them, because they are all being serving Krishna and they have left instructions for us. They have left some examples, great examples. So that's why we say we should follow the footsteps of the great personalities, of the Mahatma. Follow them, not imitate them. Sometimes, you know, we start imitating, like people start imitating Krishna. Oh, Krishna has 16,108 wives, so why not I have some few at least? You know, and they justify. They'll say, oh, why you're asking me to do this? Yeah, your Krishna did that. He was busy. But they just forget that Krishna was satisfying the need, the desire, more than the need, the desire of these great devotees. They're all associates of Krishna. And they desire to have some relationship with him. And so Krishna obliged, you know, because here Prabhupada says in the purport that paritranaya sadhunam in Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter. That is to glorify, not only glorify, to associate and to deliver them. Paritranaya means to take away all their problems. He comes. And so these gopis were, for example, the gopis were all great rishis during the time of Ramachandraji. And they had a desire to have some association with the Lord. And Lord said, in this life, in this particular avatar, this pastime, I am ekapati vrata. I am just, you know, attached to one Mataji. Not his Mataji, our Mataji, Mother Sita. And so he says, when I come again in my original form, as in the form of Lord Krishna, then I will satisfy your needs. So the scriptures explain that all these gopis were those great rishis. And also Krishna had absolutely no mundane sexual contact with them, you know. Like we and what we understand as a sexual contact. He had nothing to do with that. It was all transcendental. Because Krishna, otherwise the declaration of Krishna that my birth and activities, janma and karma are divyam, transcendental. It has no meaning. Right? So when we say that, we have to understand in that context. So that's how he, Parikshit Maharaj, was glorifying his forefathers. And he, of course, he was not glorifying. People were telling him. He was hearing the glories, you know. And of course, he accepted that. He was satisfied. Santushtaha. You know, it says Santushtaha. In the 15th it comes, Tebhyaha Parama Santushtaha. When he heard all this, and he heard that how he himself was saved by Lord Krishna. You know, when Lord Krishna saved Parikshit in the womb of his mother, that is described in one Purana that, you know, Krishna took a vow in front of everybody. You know, he just took water in his hand and he said, If I am a Naistiki Brahmachari, a pure celibate, you know, who has absolutely not had any sexual connection with anybody, then only this child should be saved. He says, if there is any problem in my chastity, in my celibacy, then I can't guarantee. And we all know that Parikshit was saved, right? So Krishna proved to the world that how he is totally pure. So he doesn't have to prove, but sometimes Krishna does all this so that people of all types accept him. And still there are some who don't accept him, you know. So then Krishna says, okay, I'm all right. As long as you are all right, I'm all right. I have nothing to do with you. So Prabhupada explained that devotees are never in danger. Krishna will come and help. And even if they are in danger, he says, there's no problem. Because they know that this is some karma going out, special mercy of Krishna. Otherwise, you know, why Pandavas and all were suffering materially, right? But they never complained. Kunti Mata did not say that, oh, Krishna, you spoiled my 5 children. And she was saying, oh, please keep us giving this trouble so that we can remember you more and more. That is the mood of a devotee. And then, of course, Prabhupada explained that how the Maharaj Parikshit was addressed properly, and then he was happy, and then he compares that to the present day kings, the politicians, you know. They come and he says, people also glorify them, but most of it is lies. Flattering lies, Prabhupada says. That's how it is. We can see that is happening, right? Oh, such and such great person, and they will say all that. And the moment he's down, then finish. Nobody even goes to him. Recently, there were some elections in some state, you know. And they're showing that some politicians who are not doing well in the elections, there was nobody outside their house, you know. And those who are doing well, their houses were all packed with people, you know, celebrating, busting firecrackers and so on. So we can see that, you know, how people's mood changes. But here, when we are talking of Maharaj Parikshit and Maharaj Yudhishthir and Maharaj Bharat and Maharaj Prithu and Maharaj Amrish and so many, then we know that, you know, we are not talking of some ordinary people. We are not even talking of some great people. We are talking of great devotees. That's the difference. Okay. So, I think I will take your leave for here. We'll finish here for today. And then we again meet tomorrow, hopefully. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Bhagavatam ki jai.